This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the launch of the PM Janaman Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions that were deprived of development for decades. Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. She highlighted that at this Mahotsav, products from tribals and the Northeast, for which artisans have been given collateral-free bank loans, will be showcased at the stall set up at Bharat Mandapam. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. An encounter is underway between security forces and Naxals in the Abhujamar jungle that covers the Narayanpur and Dantewada districts in Chhattisgarh. Bastar IG P. Sundar Raj informed about the encounter. Further details are awaited. The Union Health Ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting yesterday in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi. After detailed discussions and based on the currently available information, it was agreed that the situation in China is not unusual in view of the ongoing flu season. The ministry said in a statement that it is closely monitoring the situation in China through all available channels and the World Health Organization has been requested to share timely updates regarding the situation. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours yesterday at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974, as well as the Pokhran 2 tests in 1998, which established India as a nuclear power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on the demise of senior scientist Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram. Russia issued a stern warning to Ukraine, vowing to respond to attempts to strike the Belgorod region with American ATACMS missiles. The Russian Defense Ministry stated that Ukrainian troops had launched an ATACMS strike on the Belgorod region yesterday using six US-made ballistic missiles. In Hockey India League, Team Gunasika secured their first win in the tournament, beating Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. In another match, Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers clinched a comfortable 4-1 win against the Delhi SG Pipers at the same venue. The Tigers, who make it 3 wins out of 3 matches, are at the top of the table with 9 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.